Black Lake.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson, Catskill, New York.
Every Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Left Bank Ciders in Catskill holds a community soup night. Every Thursday, they gather to eat soup made by members of our community, with all the proceeds benefiting a local cause. The soup is homemade, delicious, and affordable. A donation gets you a bowl, some bread, and lots of camaraderie. There's always a vegetarian soup option, and a different charity or cause gets the funds raised each week. They have held several community soup nights for your community radio station, WGXC. Left Bank Ciders is at 150 Water Street in Catskill, and community soup night is there every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Ava Pepe in Round Top, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think the Senate is broken, and it really hasn't been functioning as the world's greatest deliberative body, which historically people have thought of it that way.
Texas Senator John Cornyn hopes to get a chance to improve the working of the Senate if he can replace outgoing Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Cornyn and Minority Whip John Thune are the only declared candidates, though others are rumored. McConnell's fundraising might be hard to replace. The longest party leader in Senate history raised more than $1 billion since 2015. New data from Pew confirms Republicans are twice as likely than Democrats to say the Bible should influence U.S. laws. Some politicians, including Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, argue it would be good. But Rob Boston, with Americans United for Separation of Church and State, says what's known as Christian nationalism is corrosive.
We've seen examples of this play out in states like Texas and Florida, where there's a lot of book banning, where LGBTQ rights are being attacked, where reproductive rights are being assailed.
ProPublica reports former President Donald Trump received a proposal to back his full $500 million civil bond. Billionaire Don Hankey would have let Trump put up cash and real estate as collateral, but Trump's lawyers may have violated ethics rules by not alerting New York's appeals court of the deal, which Trump didn't take. As some states make it harder to vote, others are making it easier. In Washington state, which votes by mail, lawmakers recently passed a bill to cut ballot rejection rates for things like a mismatched signature. Jasmine Smith is with youth voter group The Washington Bus.
When people turn in their ballot and they want to have their voice heard, they're going to be heard. And we can maintain the security of our elections while also not disproportionately impacting communities of color and not counting their vote.
Vasectomies are on the rise since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. A 2023 report shows requests for consultations are up by a third, with men reassessing the reproductive landscape. Dr. Jill Gibson is with Planned Parenthood Arizona.
And so I do think that that is part and parcel of the whole picture of how we have to look at bodily autonomy and access to reproductive health care and sexual health care, is that if we continue to have all of these regulations and restrictions, we won't have providers to provide this service at all.
President Joe Biden was in Baltimore last week to announce federal grants to help Baltimore pull the Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River. While there, he gave an update on the port's reopening.
Our team has been able to clear two small channels for essential ships, helping clear the wreckage. And yesterday, the Army Corps announced that by the end of April, they'll be able to open the third channel for some commercial traffic, including car carriers. And by the end of May, we'll open the full channel.
A co-defendant in Trump's Georgia case is threatening Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis with legal action if she doesn't recuse herself. A Christian legal organization's petition for Willis to recuse herself also reached more than 40,000 signatures. House Republicans introduced a bill to rename Washington Dulles Airport after former President Trump, but Democrats have countered with legislation to rename a Miami Federal Corrections Facility after him, saying that's more suitable. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The election denier group True the Vote is one of the loudest and most aggressive in casting doubt on the 2020 election. In Georgia, its claims of fraudulent absentee ballots being deposited in drop boxes was used in a documentary parroted by former President Donald Trump and his allies and led to the banning of drop boxes in several states. In a court filing this week, True the Vote said it had no such evidence. According to the Associated Press, the group filed a complaint with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in 2021, saying it had, quote, a detailed account of coordinated efforts to collect and deposit ballots in drop boxes across metro Atlanta. The Georgia Board of Elections repeatedly requested the evidence from the Texas-based group to no avail. The Board of Elections asked a superior court judge to subpoena the information, resulting in a court filing last week obtained by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. In response to the subpoena, the group said, quote, True the Vote has no such documents in its possession, custody, or control. Such claims fueled the now-debunked documentary 2,000 Mules and drove state legislatures to limit or eliminate drop boxes. The alleged ballot mules shown were legitimate voters or family members delivering ballots. 12 states have since banned drop boxes, and many others have made absentee voting more difficult. We have more reporting linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Drivers, start your engines. This is the better weather for Monday, April 8th. We are 27% of the way through the year. There are 73 days left until the start of summer. Local early morning temperatures range from 28 degrees in Medusa to 34 in Kennersville. Regional average soil temperature is 37 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium. You can blame all that nice weather yesterday. Going to be another nice day today. Even though the afternoon is expected to cloud over, we get a high of 63 at 5 p.m. Overnight, dry with a low of 45. Tomorrow will be dry and hello, we get a high of 70 at 4 p.m. Overnight, light rain starts and temperatures fall to 47 degrees. A little bit after sunup on Wednesday. Rain continues all day and we get a high of 57. Thursday, more rain and a high of 59. And now the main event. If you know, you know. The sweet spot is going to be in the northeast. Expect last minute location adjustments, especially coming from western New York. Leave early, give yourself an extra hour to mount any road warrior style accoutrement. But for real, bring extra food, water, and chargers. There's a good chance you may get stuck. And if we get stuck, you're going to know about it if you're watching the Telegram channel. Just go to Telegram and look for The Better Weather, all one word. Sunset today will be at 7:14 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:21 a.m. Looking way up, we see plasma winds will be slow at 358 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 14 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 79. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Hopefully we see you tomorrow.
We love Roll Call, y'all. Boogie Down Productions, Rob Bass, Dana Dane, Molly Marr, Olatunji, Chuck D, Ray Charles, EPMD, EU, Alberta Hunter, Run DMC, Stetsasonic, Sugar Bear, John Coltrane, Big Daddy Kane, Salt and Pepper, Luther Vandross, McCoy Tyner, Biz Markie, New Edition, Otis Redding, Anita Baker, Thelonious Monk, Marcus Miller, Branford Marcellus, James Brown, Wayne Shorter, Tracy Chapman, Miles Davis, Force MDs, Oliver Nelson, Fred Wesley, Maceo, Janet Jackson, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, George Clinton, Count Basie, M2 May, Stevie Wonder, Bobby McFerrin, Dexter Gordon, Sam Cooke, Parliament Funkadelic, Al Jarreau, Teddy Pendergrass, Joe Williams, Wynton Marsalis, Phyllis Hyman, Sade, Sarah Vaughan, Roland Kirk, Keith Sweat, Cool Moe Dee, Prince, Ella Fitzgerald, Diana Reeves, Aretha Franklin, Bob Marley, Bessie Smith, Whitney Houston, Dionne Warwick, Steel Pulse, Little Richard, Mahalia Jackson, Jackie Wilson, Cannonball and Nat Adderley, Quincy Jones, Marvin Gaye, Charles Mingus, and Mary Lou Williams. We want to thank you all for making our lives just a little brighter here on We Love Radio.
taste all you feel, and all that you love, and all that you hate, all you distrust, all you save, and all that you give, and all that you deal, and all that you buy. Say, and all that you eat, and everyone you meet, and all that you slight, and everyone you fight, and all that is now, and all that is gone, and all that's to come, and everything under the sun is into you, but the sun is a cliff spot on me.
Now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. We'll be right back. falling apart. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
This is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Listeners are aware of the fact that a near total eclipse of the sun can be viewed in the Capital Region and beyond on Monday, April 8th. My guest today is Valerie Rapson, Assistant Professor of Physics and Astronomy at SUNY Oneonta. Valerie, welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thanks so much for this opportunity. It's great to be here with you.
So first, what the heck is an eclipse?
Oh yeah, we're super excited anytime that there's a lunar or solar eclipse coming, and we've got this solar eclipse coming up on April 8th. Basically, what we get to observe from Earth's perspective is the moon appearing to cross in front of the sun and black out either a majority or, in this case, all of the sun's light if you happen to be standing in the right position to be able to see that.
We had a solar eclipse just a few years ago in 2017. What's different about this one?
Yeah, we did. So back in 2017, the path of totality, where the moon completely covers the sun, crisscrossed across the United States. But every time these eclipses happen, the path is a little bit different. So those of us in New York are really excited this time because the path of totality does cross part of New York State. So if you travel a little bit north or west of the Capital Region, you'll be able to see that total solar eclipse phenomenon.
I was trying to figure out how the heck a small moon blocked out a big sun. And then I realized, oh, well, if I move my fist across my face, that it blocks out more than just the size of the fist.
Right. The moon is really small, but it's also a lot closer than the sun. And nature kind of gave us this beautiful thing where it's just right. The moon appears to be just the right size to cross in front of the sun.
What makes us get 95% and Buffalo area get 100% if we both have the sun and we both have the moon?
That's a great question. So everybody would get to see totality if everything was lined up kind of in a flat line in outer space. But if you imagine the sun, the earth, and the moon is tilted with respect to the plane of the solar system, and the moon's orbit is also tilted a little bit with respect to that same plane. So basically, not everything is lined up exactly in a straight line. So because of all of these tilts, you have to be in exactly the right place to see the moon completely cover up the sun. If you're a little bit of in a different location in New York State or within the United States, then the angle that you're looking at will be different, and the moon is only going to partly block out the sun during the eclipse.
And I was surprised to see how long the process takes. I was looking at a site, and it said that in Albany, things begin on April 8th at 2:12, it reaches maximum at 3:26, and it ends at 4:36. 2.5 hours?
Yeah. We get to experience it for quite a while. Basically, what you have to wait for is the moon to move through its orbit around the Earth. And at that 2:00 time frame in the beginning, the moon is just starting to appear to touch the edge of the sun. And then it slowly moves across the face of the sun. Around 3:30, you'll have that maximum point or totality. And then the moon's got to keep shifting. So it's going to kind of pass over the face of the sun back on the other side. So the whole process does take about 2-2.5 hours.
How many superstitious traditions are you doing to try to keep it from being foggy or rainy that day?
Oh, so many, right? All of our students are doing, you know, no rain dances, whatever they can come up with. We definitely want it to be clear that day for sure. There's about a 50-50 chance based on historic cloud coverage that New York State will be clear versus cloudy.
And there are special tips for viewing. I guess sunglasses, since there's no sun, won't work. What's a better approach?
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure that you observe the sun safely during any eclipse. So you can get special solar eclipse glasses that block out over 99.999% of the light, which is way more than regular sunglasses. You can also use telescopes with special solar filters. And here at Oneonta, we're testing out something cool. We're actually going to observe the solar eclipse with a disco ball.
I'm sorry, can you say that again, please?
Yeah, a disco ball, right? So imagine this. You're standing outside. It's a beautiful sunny day because it's going to be sunny on the eclipse, I promise. And you put this disco ball outside. The sunlight's going to come down. It's going to bounce off the little mirrors of the disco ball. And it's actually going to make a projection onto the ground, onto a nearby wall. And it's those projections that we can look at that will look like the circles of the sun. And you can actually watch the moon encroach across the sun for the eclipse. And then, you know, you can even see sunspots if they're visible and big enough, too.
Sunspots?
Yeah, these are they look like little storms, but they're actually pretty gigantic. They're like planet-sized storms that appear on the sun. And through safety glasses, they look like little black dots. So you would see those in the projection, too.
So at SUNY Oneonta, you're going to be outside with a disco ball for viewing the eclipse. And disco balls have many mirrors, so you would have lots of eclipses in the image.
Yeah, which makes it totally fun. If you spin the disco ball, they kind of dance around. It'll be really, really cool to see.
Where do I sign up for a ticket?
Well, you can just show up. Our event is free. People can find more information on our website. We're going to have an event in pretty much every science center and college with an astronomy program across New York State is going to have an event. So even if you're not near Oneonta, you know, just look up your local science center and see what they're doing, especially if you're Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Watertown, Plattsburgh, those areas. Those are the ones in totality where you have that 2.5 minutes where you actually can look safely up at the sun and see the corona and all the beautiful stars right there during the day.
Now, I was reading the description on your page at SUNY Oneonta, and it said that you work on exoplanet research. Say what now?
Yeah, so exoplanets are planets that orbit other stars around the sky. So basically, imagine going outside, looking up at any of the stars in the sky. Many of them probably have planetary systems around them, just like our solar system. And we have some telescopes on campus, including the largest optical telescope in New York State, where we can actually photograph the stars and detect when an exoplanet crosses in front of them and measure things like the size and whether or not it's a rocky or a gas giant planet. So my students and I are trying to contribute to this area by finding more exoplanetary systems and also learning about the properties of the ones that we already know about.
My mind gets blown thinking about astronomy. I mean, if I think about the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper, I can handle that. You get into Cassiopeia, it gets a little more complicated. But when they talk about the billions of light years and getting to the edge of the known universe and expanding how do you think in terms that huge about distance and size and stuff?
It's hard, you know, and every year my introductory astronomy class goes through that same kind of mental crisis that we all go through of, you know, the universe is so big and I'm just so small. And, you know, we try and make analogies where possible, but there's just so much out there in outer space and so much we still have left to learn.
Now, when I think of public education about astronomy and exoplanet research, how can I do this interview without asking about Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Of course.
So I know he bills himself now as an astrophysicist rather than astronomer. And I heard him say once that it's because astronomer was too close to the word astrologer.
Yep. You know, back thousands of years ago, astronomy and astrology were kind of one in the same. It was just the studies of the skies. But now we know so much more and we really can focus on the science aspect of it. So we all like to kind of call ourselves astrophysicists because it really enforces the science and stays away from the astrology.
Getting back to the eclipse, I just wanted to ask, are there any weird effects in nature on birds or animals during the moments of totality?
Definitely. Basically, when you're in totality, it gets dark for 2 to 4 minutes. And, you know, the animals especially, you know, they sense the encroaching darkness and they feel like it's nighttime. So whatever, you know, nightly patterns the animals have, you know, at the farm, the animals will often walk back towards the barn, the birds will quiet down. That type of thing is seen in nature all the time. And then there's always that slight sense of confusion right afterwards where it seems like nighttime only lasted a few minutes and then the animals kind of go back to their normal routine. But it does seem to kind of quiet things down and just, you know, influence nature in a really spectacular way.
I'm so glad I asked. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So again, this is Valerie Rapson, Assistant Professor of Physics and Astronomy and astrophysicist at SUNY Oneonta. Valerie, I was so glad to meet you. Have a good eclipse.
Yes, thank you. I hope everyone will get a chance to get outside and enjoy it.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Diplomat in the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round with this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing. The calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hot hat shot was heading for a hot spot. Turn up the band. Left too soon. And some kid in that handicap was complaining that it caught the
back from some mousetrap he bought last night. Well, I unsnapped the skull cap between his ears. I saw a gap and figured he'd be all right. He was divided by the light. Cut loose like a goose, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Mama always told me not to look into the sights of the sun.
Sunshine go away today, I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life, he don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Thank you.
the sun, you're staring at the sun, you're standing in the sea, your body's over me. No good trees because the dirt is temporary. More to mind than fact face. Name and monetary.
Staring at the sun. was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello, and he said, hi, what's doing, whoa? Said, sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Well, he got mad, and he saw red, and Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust just on an old backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. Then he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. Screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down, and a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? And the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said, supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. They hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul and all backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime
sun. Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar. They're putting the solar panels on the roof of the Wave Farm Study Center to make WGXC a solar-powered station. Funded by the sun and your help as sustaining supporters during the WGXC Sustainable Pledge Drive. We need your help. As we're doing our best for the environment and the local community at WGXC, getting WGXC becoming a solar-powered station, and also debuting the new WGXC app in the App Store that's now going to be available for Android users too. So far, only Mac users, Apple users, have had access to the WGXC app in the App Store. But that's changing now as we flip the switch to solar, become a more sustainable radio station. We ask your help to become a sustaining supporter at WGXC, making a donation of something like 17 cents a day. Just 17 cents a day and you can become a sustaining supporter. Help out WGXC with the other hundreds of folks that do, making sure that all kinds of community voices have their chance to step on the soapbox and have their say. Make sure that one sliver of the dial, 90.7 FM at least, is accessible to a variety of community voices, from teenagers to senior citizens. People from all walks of life, people that just got here. That's what community radio is all about, and what WGXC in particular is all about. Now a more sustainable radio station, and we want your help to become sustaining supporters. Keep it that way. Go to wgxc.org/donate. Become a sustaining supporter today to keep your radio station on tomorrow.
Sunshine. Folks, get down in the sunshine.